From the elementary school here in Storm Lake today, our spotlight joining us, Mike Sullivan, talking about several items. And I guess number one, Mike, is let's talk about parent-teacher conferences coming up in early April. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, we've got our parent-teacher conferences are going to be April 5th. Tuesday, April 5th and Thursday, April 7th from 1 to 7:30. And here at the elementary, we've always had a really good turnout, and we hope to continue that. You know, our teachers do a really good job through the year with communicating with parents, but we really look at these dates as some big opportunities to share a lot of things with our parents. So, yep, April 5th and 7th are our parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, and as a parent, too, I just want to thank yourself and all of the teachers because I know it's busy and long days for all of you, but parent-teacher conferences, that's the backbone of the school year, and keeping in communication with the teacher is a great thing. And Mike, another great thing is the testing process here as we hit the home stretch of school, because I know we're still very busy in April and May.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and with our school year kind of extended for some of these snow days and what we had over the break here past week, is we've got two major tests kind of coming up, our reading test and our math test. And we've got the reading test we have now is called the FAST test, and it's a combination of different things. And that's going to happen partway through April and into May. And then our Boulder Valley, which is our math assessment, we're going to be starting the first part of May to kind of spread things out a little bit. You know, and it's just really a culmination of everything that the kids have worked on, and it's kind of them showing what they've done throughout the year and an opportunity to see how much they've grown. And we as teachers look at that and use that in preparation for the end of the year and then looking into next year already. So and it's important stuff. Important for the kids to be at school, too. We really, yeah, really hope they can be there.
Is that all K through 4, or is that just a few grades, all those tests?
We've actually, just this year, we've kind of adopted the math assessment, and it's going to be K-4 this spring. And then the FAST assessment, we do it because we're a K-4 building. We do that assessment K-4 as well, so that we have similar data across the building, and it really helps us with determining what students need and where to place students to get the help that they need.
Now, I know it's about a month away, but it's one to mark on the calendar, April 26th, Family Fun Night at the elementary school. What's going on that night?
Yeah, you know, we had a Family Fun Night in the fall, and we're looking forward to the spring Family Fun Night, like you said, on April 26th. It's going to start at 5:45 and run to about 7:15. We do our annual Title I service. We're a Title I school, which is just gives us an opportunity to serve in a variety of ways, different things. And we'll do some drawings with that because we do a survey that gives us some data to help improve our system and how we do things. But we've got a lot of people that have signed up to come in and help. Our major one is the mental health and wellness group is going to run a carnival in our gym with a variety of activities to kind of bring awareness to health and wellness in different ways, kind of that carnival feel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the extension office in to do some STEM activities and events also. Hy-Vee Fit Kids is kind of an app that's available that kids can have activities for about a 5-week period that's free, so we got some things with that. We have a healthy snack initiative, and we had a grant, and so we're going to have some healthy snacks available. Community Ed will be available to answer some questions. The public library, we're going to have a Girl Scouts hopefully available just to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different things, really promoting, you know, our school, all the good things that we have, and, you know, just have parents able to come in and see what it is like here.
It's April 26th, 5:45 until 7:15. Great to get the community support with all of those people you just mentioned coming in for that hour and a half. Mike Sullivan, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day at school.
Hey, appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.
You're welcome, and that's the School Spotlight with Storm Lake, focusing on the elementary today, brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental, right here on Mix 101.7.